It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The New Mexico Supreme Court is considering whether voters should be allowed to select candidates from a particular party in all races by marking a single ballot box. The court was scheduled to hear oral arguments Monday in a request to prohibit straight party voting on November ballots. Democratic Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver has announced plans to provide a straight party option for the first time since 2010. Democrats dominate voter registration rolls statewide. Toulouse Oliver says the straight party option simplifies and speeds up voting. Critics of the plan say lawmakers already struck the straight party voting language from state statutes and that the practice would violate the rights of independent and minor party candidates. Scientists say the recurring climate patterns known as El Niño or La Niña will lead to stronger storms and wildfires as the planet warms. Travis Bubenik has more on a new study from the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
In an El Niño period, Pacific Ocean temperatures are warmer than usual, bringing cooler, wetter weather to Texas. The opposite happens with La Niña, which leads to hotter, drier weather. The study, led by John Fasulo, says those weather impacts will be amplified by global temperature increases. That means more chances for wildfires and, particularly on the Gulf Coast, flooding.
You could say 2 degrees Fahrenheit, you get 10% increase in the rainfall amounts due to extreme rainfall.
The study also suggests that the stronger influence from El Niño-La Niña patterns on storms and fires could lead to more variability in weather as those patterns shift. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik.
Amid the chaos of national and world news, it's easy to overlook the good things in life. Some thoughts on gratitude from commentator Peter Goodman.
On a quiet Sunday afternoon on a long weekend, we bicycled to Nessa's Cafe. I'm thinking again how fortunate I am. I rarely felt grateful when I was young, except in wilderness or crossing the country on a motorcycle. These days, I often feel grateful. Life is way better than I deserve. Sitting in Nessa's, I see her daughter is actually standing. Almost a year old, she takes steps, but only with a parent's hand touching one of hers. With a huge cat ate the canary grin, she pushes forward. Her face shows what I've felt dirt biking too fast or skiing, a nameless stew of thrill, worry, pride, and curiosity. 3 or 4 steps and there's a chair to hold on to. Just in time. She's just learning that she can do this, but also that when she's too unbalanced, grabbing a chair could pull it over on her. One of life's first delicate decisions. We applaud her, sparking another huge grin. She's testing everything, her father tells me. Part of the job description, I reply. He says, it's been an exciting time keeping up with her lately. A lot's been happening. It's one of life's huge joys, this learning to walk. I feel privileged to witness a bit of it, like briefly sharing the warmth of someone's campfire on a cold night in the forest. I cover my face with my bicycle helmet, clowning. All I can see is her huge eyes full of wonder. I feel grateful often. I've been as selfish and thoughtless as most folks. My life seems good. Enough to eat, a pleasant environment, friends, a wife I love deeply. But my good fortune isn't the only source of the gratitude. Just concentrating on our good fortune helps strengthen it. So long as we don't claim credit or get all proud. I could see my life through a grimmer lens. I'm old and see only a few grains of sand left in the top of the hourglass. I haven't accomplished near what I hoped to and maybe could have. I've never raised a child. I've had health problems. I've mourned friends and family. How's your life? Some stuff's easy. We're not in a war zone. You probably ate today, and you can listen and understand what you're hearing on that radio. Think a moment of people who love you or make you laugh. Children, the play you saw last night, the sweat you worked up gardening, or how hard everyone laughed at your poker or bridge game. of hurdles you've cleared, the scent of rain in the air. Life's not perfect. There's real pain in it and fear. But if we can, being grateful rather than angry will improve almost everyone's life. Sorry if that sounds sappy. Sure don't mean to preach, but thanks for listening.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.